Hello, hello, hello.
Hello.
Hello, hello, hello. I don't know if you can hear me.
We can hear you.
Hello, I'm George. This is my radio show.
This is the George Radio Hour here on 91.5 FM WMFO.
Is this your first time being on our show?
No, I was actually on their show. What was it? Last semester? I was on...
No, it was this semester. It was like January or something.
Oh, my head. Yeah, I don't know. But I was like, this is my show. Oh, no, I said I was Dan Berger. That's what it was.
Oh, yeah.
I'm George again, though.
Oh, that must have been last semester, then.
Yeah, that was a while ago. I am George, and I'm on the show. I'm here because I have nothing better to do because of coronavirus. That's why we are here.
The subject of the show.
Yes, the subject of everyone's lives at Tufts University for the next...
2 months.
2 months, probably, yeah.
Potentially.
We'll see.
Maybe more.
And everyone's life.
Yeah.
I can't hear myself.
You can't?
Let's talk about economics, because that's the real issue at hand. The economy and industry and oil.
I love those things.
Yeah, all that's what we need to worry about. Not ourselves, not our mental health, not processing the fact that most universities are going home right now. Something that may affect people's mental health, because there's a lot of logistics going into it, but we need to focus on oil, okay?
Oil.
This is the topic of the radio today. Oil.
Oil.
Drill, baby, drill.
Yeah. But, I don't know, we floated the idea of opening the phone lines for people who need or want to call in and just chat. I think we're going to post it on our personal.
Yeah, I went on Facebook and posted it. Call in at 855-915-9636. That's 855-915-9636.
Oh, yeah, baby.
So just tell us about what you think about viruses, bacteria, biology, exponential growth,
trauma,
like.
Things like that.
If you're drama, on event, yeah.
Trauma, T-U-R-A-U-M-A. Like, this is an interesting time. I'm a bit traumatized right now, and I'm processing it, and everybody is. So, talk about it. It's good to talk.
Yeah, call in. Indeed. We're going to have some more visitors on the show momentarily. Mr. Lucas Bertuccis.
Dr. Lucas F. Bertuccis. I don't even know his last
name. Dr. Lucas F. Bertuccis, yeah.
And Lindsay, who is...
Mrs. Aldrich.
Probably a doctor. Mrs. Aldrich. Actually, probably going to be a doctor.
Mr. and Mrs. Aldrich.
The real doctor. Isn't she going to be a doctor?
Yeah, she's applying to med school. She'll tell you. Lindsay, as soon as you get here, if you're listening on your phone right now as you're walking...
Or in the car.
With Lucas Bertuccis.
Prepare your... Your synopsis of your life goals.
Synopses.
Yeah.
This synopsis. Is some ASMR of me plugging in my iPhone charger to the brick. The charger to the iPhone.
This is a family-friendly show, George.
I'm charging my phone. That's very friendly. To families.
Not when you do it like that, though.
It's ASMR.
So let's talk.
Anyway,
who's ready for the chaos? Who is ready for this chaos?
Please, I want to hear REM. It's the end of the world. That's what I wanted the show to open to. And
yeah,
you made a massive technical error.
Well,
I'd like to apologize to my listeners multiple for this massive mishap. And
that's great. It starts with an earthquake, birds and snakes, an airplane. Lenny Bruce is not a. Light a candle, light a motor, step down, watch a heel crush, up, oh, this means to bite mountains, sit in a line, Leonard Bernstein, Leonard Brasnap, Lenny Bruce and Lester Banks, birthday party, cheesecake, jelly bean, boom, you symbiotic patriotic slam button nap.
we have a caller. Please announce yourself, caller.
Hi, my name is Sam, and I'm here to expose the global world government.
The world cabal, as we may call it. Is that what you were implying?
Yes.
So what about the world government are you here to expose?
I'm here to expose that I think it's very suspicious that in 2006, a privately owned Spanish multinational company made plans to co-opt land in Texas for a highway known as the Trans-Texas Corridor, which was fully paid for, and I don't know where I'm going with this.
I'm going to cut you off. We have a second caller. I'm going to put them on air.
Okay.
Hello?
Wait, who is this?
Nick Diaz? Oh, hey, Nick.
Nick Diaz. Okay, do you want to be on air, Nick? Scott knows you.
You know Nick, too.
I know Nick. Oh, wait. I do know you, Nick.
You too know Nick.
Frisbee boy. That's going good.
Frisbee boy.
Okay, well, you
are we on air right now? Air,
and they cannot. Okay, sweet. All right, you're coming on air.
Hello?
What's up, Nick?
Hello?
Hey.
Yo.
This is a first.
Is this a group call?
This is a two-person simultaneous call.
Who knew we had the technology to do it?
Nick Diaz.
What's up?
Who knew? We're truly living in the future.
So, Nick, do you have anything to say about the globe or viruses?
The cabal.
Or anything else? Anything on your mind?
What's on your mind? Are you a tough person?
Yeah.
No. Yeah, so, you're doing all right.
I go to Brown University.
Oh.
Where we just had three people who have been confirmed getting testing, and the university said they'd release results earlier today, and they haven't, which makes me feel like they would have released the results if they were negative, clearly. So I think that they're not, and they're.
We got school. If you're not aware, Tufts specifically, we just got an email earlier today saying that we don't have any more in-person classes. Everything's gonna be done online
for the semester.
For the whole semester, no campus events until.
Wow! May. For the whole semester.
Yeah, spring fling. Our spring fling done.
Over.
All campus events done.
Yeah.
I think
no
even.
Swear, please. That's so unfortunate. I have the feeling that the same thing is going to happen here soon.
Yeah.
I'm such an optimist that part of me is like, I just really want to believe that we'll somehow have events later in the spring, you know, because we're so far out.
Yeah, from hopefully.
From our spring concert and whatever.
Yeah. I'm curious if like a vaccine or something comes. Like, what if a vaccine is...
Yeah, like we could beat it, you know, as a society. And I feel like we should because we're in the 21st century and medicine is so good right now that like I feel like if we all just like actually paid attention and focused our efforts, we could really like do amazing things, you know. That's just a general rule, but right now it's applied to this situation.
The problem that comes in is like the testing aspect, because like they have to make sure the drug works and it's safe for everyone, and that's a whole thing. But we have another two guests in the room. Sorry to interrupt your phone calls here, but
you guys can take
Luke,
currently have both Canada Sam. You still there, Sam?
Yeah. Hello.
We got Canada Sam and Nick Diaz on the phone right now.
And Luke Pichetti and Lindsay Aldridge just walked into the room. Our other two compatriots.
Yo.
Two phone lines.
Is there a third?
Hey, Luke.
Is there a third phone line?
No, there's only two phone lines.
Okay. Steve Myers would be a great addition to this.
He can conference call with one of them.
That's true. That's true. Let me text him and see, or let me give him a call on the phone.
That'd be so much.
Yeah, I like the much.
Let's not overwhelm the bandwidth here.
Yeah. So Sam, you're talking about the trans corridor in Texas, the Trans-Texas Corridor?
Yeah, the Trans-Texas Corridor. I'm not even going to try to play this character anymore. Basically, it's just a thing that, like, libertarians were getting mad about, like, 10 years ago.
So are they still mad?
We're talking about the globe.
What are you guys talking about?
Talking about the viruses, the globe, okay. So viruses and the globe.
Yeah. I feel pretty thankful, actually, because coronavirus isn't really a thing up here yet. But I'm kind of afraid that I'm going to get stuck in this godforsaken land.
So, as a Canadian, do you feel more confident in your healthcare system?
What does he have to do to get on the radio right now?
Dude, Canadian healthcare sucks for me because I'm not a citizen, so they don't give a shit about whether I live or die. But that's it's probably great for everyone else.
That's interesting. That's an interesting perspective here. What? So we're trying to get one of Luke's high school friends also on the line.
He's gonna have to conference call with Sam or Nick.
Can you give him Sam's number?
This is unprecedented.
Yeah.
unprecedented. Just a bunch of boys.
Can I give you my friend Luke's friend's number? Or can I give him your number?
What? Why?
Conference call.
Can I get a third person on this call?
You
can give him my number. That's fine.
Okay. I'm gonna give you a number to call.
If it makes it easier,
you don't have to say it over the air. I can just hand Luke my phone and he'll text the number.
Oh no.
Here.
That works.
I'm giving Luke. Sam, your number.
Okay, well, if it makes it easier, I kind of have to sign off in a little bit anyway, since I'm getting up early. So if you want, I can just dip and you can take your next caller.
Get out of here.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah.
Okay, well.
Okay, all right, get out of here.
It's going to be different.
All right.
So, Steve, you're going to want to call into the WMFO number, which, for anyone out there, is 855-915-WMFO.
Wait, don't go yet, guys. This is chaos.
Yeah, I can.
Okay.
Thank you for calling in.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Hope you stay healthy.
Yes.
Wash your hands.
Thank you.
Let's wash your hands.
I have some highly coveted hand sanitizer, if anybody is interested.
How much you got?
How much you sell it for?
$40 a gram.
Ooh.
A gram? You're selling hand sanitizer by the gram?
I got little baggies for it.
Wow.
Hand sanitizer.
Like some other kind of thing that I can't discuss on there. Is what that sounds like.
it's a lawless world out here.
Yes, he's talking about Legos, folks. Bags of Legos. Because we are good boys. And we love Legos.
I love Legos.
Yeah, they're awesome. I miss them. I've always been waiting to buy it. Like, if I ever have kids in this messed up world where the climate crisis and coronavirus and school closures don't affect my life, and I'm able to have kids, they're getting a lot of Legos so I can play with them.
Nice. Do you go to the Lego factory in Sweden? Didn't you go to Sweden?
No, I went to the Lego store in Copenhagen, but I didn't make it to the factory in Sweden because I didn't have enough time. But.
Hey there.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hey there. Right. I just want to, I'm going to sign off too with you, Sam. I just want to say one thing.
Yes.
Look up the locust situation because there's locusts happening right now.
Oh, yeah.
In case
China
you didn't
has a
think
bunch of
that, like,
to eat them.
That, like, the current state of things is already kind of pretty, like, biblical signs of the apocalypse.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we're hitting plagues. We're checking off plagues.
Plagues are coming. Dude,
Google Passover 2. Right now, and you'll just get some good hits.
Passover 2.
Locusts.
Okay.
Just remember, the climate crisis is the worst.
All right. All right. Bye, guys. Love you.
Adios, Nick.
All right. Yeah, I'm out of here. Peace and love.
Stay safe.
Peace and love.
Canadian Sam.
Yes.
Adios.
Goodbye.
All right, Steve is going to call in.
All right. So that was two of our friends, Benny and I's friends, Sam and Nick. We can consolidate some mics.
We have a broken mic. Gus, wait.
Check.
No.
I feel like it might have been broken if it was on the ground.
So I'm a little late to the party, so I haven't seen
you
guys
to me.
Until right now. So how are we feeling? What's going on? What's the mood? Can I pull the
room? Oh, we got another call.
There are a lot of feelings right now.
I went to Frisbee practice, mm-hmm. and it dissolved so quickly. Like in terms of, like I think everyone's morale is absolutely low.
Yeah, morale's down.
You're not on air yet. You want to be on air? So
yeah. I talked to my parents like 10 times in the last 2 hours as things kept changing, too.
Oh, no.
Well,
there goes another one.
It's crazy. It's crazy. Yeah. I don't know. We lost a mic piece right now that we have to find. It's been happening a lot. Oh, there it is. Oh, I got it. But yeah, at least we have some closure on what's going on.
Yeah, it's been a stressful day.
Lindsay is on spring break and they have not told her if she should come back in 3 days or not.
What,
which is pretty
wild.
Would
your plan be like you're staying with us if that's wow. That's something. That is something. Weird. This is it's weird times. It's weird times.
Yeah, it's weird times. As reflected by this chaotic, disjointed radio show.
But let's not get lost in the hysteria. Let's wash our hands. Let's not get lost in any sauce.
Oh, have you seen that? Did the John Oliver?
Oh,
John Oliver
played
it?
I think
it was from
Vietnam
or Thailand or something.
Can we play the tequila song instead?
What's it? I would love to hear that as well. I would also like to hear some Talking Heads.
We started with the Talking Heads. REM, it's the end of the world as we know it. That's the first song.
Well, that's a good one.
Do you guys think? So here's a question.
Yes.
Do we think this will be our last radio show?
Yes.
I don't know.
You do think so?
Yeah, I think so.
What, do you really think? Well, this is a community radio station.
You think radio is canceled? I think this building is going to get closed down. Like
the but they're not closing down departments.
But the radio, who's the boss of the radio?
No, I don't know who's... Well, the boss of the radio is... Who's the GM right now?
Okay.
Someone knows.
Steven's on the phone.
Steven's on the phone?
Yeah, but we're trying to get him...
This is REM, by the way.
Trying to get,
sounds great right now.
I know.
It's soothing.
I'm doing
reminds
too many
me of my
things.
Childhood.
Can someone else take over music? Because
yeah,
I'm,
I can do that.
I could maybe.
I don't want
either
to.
Of you.
Give me one of
yeah, in the background. So,
this is so chaotic. Apologies to
apologies, but you know, it captures the mood of the campus, which I think is what we're tasked
the
to do.
Humanity right now. Very rarely can we capture the zeitgeist in one word that is coronavirus.
Yeah.
You know? Everyone's thinking about it.
Everyone's thinking about it. And it's I think by having a really bad radio show, we're doing a good job of preserving how we feel for future generations.
This radio show is performance.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if the radio is going to be canceled. Because they said that departments are staying open.
I don't know. I hope not, because that might... Well, I don't know. I don't know what their plan of action is. I've never been to a university where they have a virus. So, I don't know. I hope that it doesn't, because I'm going to be here, and I would love to come here, do my thing. I don't like that spring... Well, no, there's benefits and
I don't mind the online classes. It's sort of weird that we're gonna end that way, but I don't mind the online classes as much as I would mind everything being like all the buildings being closed.
Yeah,
I want to be able to go talk to professors. I want to be able to be on the radio. I want to be able to get paid with my on-campus job.
Yes.
Yeah,
I'm gonna
I
need
job
money
in Boston. I'm not going anymore,
I mean if I get this job that I'm
it's remote
doing
though.
An assignment for, I can do it remotely, but I would lose you're right, I would lose that.
So I'm hoping that I can still, you know, it's not my main. So I'm applying to jobs that are public programs for the summer.
Yeah.
What does that mean? I have an interview tomorrow.
That means a lot. I mean, the state of emergency would apply to you.
Meanwhile, we're just trying to get Steven on the phone, which may be a lost cause at this point.
Babe, let me know when you want to switch to music.
All right, do we want to just go back to music?
No, we're talking.
I like to talk.
Okay.
Yeah, I have a perspective as someone who's actually leaving. I'm going home sometime soon, back down south.
Right.
Because I'm pragmatic about this, and I don't know what's going to happen. I'd rather sit it out in a less populated area than the city of Boston. right now. And I'm also skeptical, like, online classes are... It's going to be weird not being in the buildings. And it's also, I think, like, if stuff starts going downhill, like, public gatherings and times here are not going to go well. Like, it's going to stop. And we're just going to be stuck in our houses.
Right.
What do you guys think about graduation?
I don't know.
We'll have to see what happens with the virus. I mean, the thing is, how long does it take to prepare? Maybe the virus is better by May, but then do they have enough time to prepare in 2 weeks?
It's impossible to tell. Fuck the world, I'm a walking erection. Spin without
a thought, we do it reckless. Hopefully Steven will be here soon.
Is a bit explicit for the time.
Yeah.
I can't tell. If you were speaking good to me.
He's not on yet.
I don't know.
Is he coming?
Man, but it's kind of loud. Oh,
I want some Steven Myers.
Someone wanna freestyle with me, or am I gonna do this all alone? I don't know. What you gotta say, Scotty boy? I'm putting you on the spot.
Hey, freestyle is my game. Yes, Gucci's the name. Yeah, my virus. Yeah, that ain't to blame. I ain't to blame. Yeah. Ooh. Yeah, in my memory.
Oh, wait, hold on.
Okay.
I'm not good at this right now.
Guys, we got another caller. We got Steven Myers. Luke, you want to do an introduction for Steven?
Steven, so this is a good man.
You're on right here.
He's a good man for all you folks out there. He's a good honest Midwestern folk who's a great guy, and I'm sure he has some great insight about life as we know it today. So without further introduction, Steven Ross Myers, greatest egg creams in the universe.
Thanks. Hi, Luke. I'm happy to be here. Wish I was talking on some better circumstances, but it's quite an interesting time. What are you thinking? How's it going? I'm curious to see your take and provide mine as well.
Hi, Steven. I just want to say hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good. We haven't talked in a while.
Yes. Hope you're doing well.
Times is indeed tough.
Times are changing.
Times are changing.
Yeah.
For the good or bad. Luke, this is your friend.
Lindsay's
got the mic.
I heard that Is It True Indiana has shifted to online.
Oh, Luke doesn't have headphones. Yeah.
So the official update I can give you from Indiana that we received from President Michael A. Nickrabi at around 4 was that our spring break starts like Monday to Friday of next week.
Mm-hmm.
The 2 weeks after that will be online only. Mm-hmm. They encourage everyone, if they're going home, to stay home or wherever they are, to not return back to the university for those 2 weeks. And, you know, they might give us an update then. So I wouldn't be surprised if they prolong that period during that time, but they're initially starting for 2 weeks. And all university-related things that involve travel outside of the state of Indiana are pretty much canceled, and they recommend no visitors come to the state as well.
You know, I wish the Tufts did something similar. It would have been. I'm totally okay with them putting it online for the semester, but I just feel like I feel like it would have made more sense just to say we're online for the next 2 to 3 weeks, and then we'll see after that, because it'll probably end up going online for the whole semester anyway, but why would you like make the declaration right now that it's gone for the whole semester, when what happens if it gets warm and the virus has stopped spreading and May comes and everyone's just sitting at home when there's no virus and are like, you know what I mean? So it just seems...
Steven, will you be going home for break?
So that's a good question. I initially wasn't. I actually... this morning with my girlfriend got stocked up on a bunch of groceries because I anticipated on staying and avoiding travel.
Oh, so it wasn't stockpiling.
It wasn't stockpiling, but it was getting, you know, a good amount of groceries for one person. So, you know, I got there. I grabbed the third to last, like, Lysol bottle in the store.
Wow, lucky.
In Kroger. And it wasn't like super highly priced or anything. Like I thought it'd be, you know, really expensive. And, you know, thought I would stay here. You know, one of the things about me is that, you know, if you, the people that are at higher risk are people that are at a higher age, or people that have some sort of, you know, immune system issues,
mm-hmm.
I tend to fall in that description. And I think consequently my parents are very worried. So we had a pretty extensive conversation, in regards to that. So I probably will be going home. I'll probably be driving home, actually, damn. Because, I, you know, we came to a consensus that it might not be best for me to fly.
Mm-hmm. It's also quite unfortunate, okay. though, that Westchester is also not the safest place to be right now.
Yeah, that was my point. So the trade-off was you go to Westchester, which has a lot of cases, but also you're close to some of the best medical care in the country.
Right.
Versus Indiana's relatively unknown right now. There's like 2 confirmed cases, but there's a lot of like, there, you know, a decent amount of rumors of 6 people, but there's just not testing kits available.
Right.
So we don't know what that is. So there's probably a better chance of me not getting it if I stay in Bloomington, Indiana. But if I get it, the care I'll receive will probably not be as strong as it would be in New York. Wow. And all my, you know, everyone else who I know here is going home. So if I, you know, needed any emergency assistance, like if I couldn't get to the doctor, I don't know what could happen.
If these boys, were going home, if I lived on campus, if this was like, or even if I lived off campus and my friends were like going home, like I would never, like I wouldn't stay. So if your friends aren't staying, I don't know why you'd stay.
Yeah.
So I'll see you over break for a little bit, bud.
It's really good.
Yeah, it was certainly a conversation that was tricky because, you know, 13 hours away. From the hometown, and I felt a little uncomfortable with my parents, who, you know, are in their mid-50s, making that trip there and back to pick me up. They don't want me to fly, and I don't have a car out here.
Young George is in a similar position.
I'm Young George. I think I met you.
George is driving from South Carolina tomorrow, or three days from now.
It's not determined yet. I'm going to enjoy myself, spend some quality time with the people that I know and haven't seen in a while, say some goodbyes if I don't see them in May, and then go. It's kind of undescribed now, but I'm not in much of a rush because I have a place to stop in New Jersey on the way and make a little two-way go out of it.
You know, George, I'll be leaving tomorrow. We were going to Quebec.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
And unfortunate that Tufts decided. I don't know. It's like crazy that like I did not anticipate on my last class in person at Tufts University being tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you're only missing one day. Friday class.
I'm missing one day. Yeah. But I'm glad because we wouldn't have been able to go do anything fun either. And it's gonna be fun.
Can people call in with international numbers? You could try it. We got an international caller. This might be a first. it's the show of firsts.
They call in from Italy? China?
Australia. Oh, they're islands. Like morning there.
Yeah, it must be, right?
Yeah.
Australia.
Aussie, Aussie, Aussie. Aussie.
We have a listener in Australia. He doesn't want to call in for some reason. Josh, if you're listening, I don't appreciate that. I miss you a lot, my friend, but I'm glad he can hear my voice at least if you're listening yet.
It's a one-way street, this relationship.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah.
Steven, what do
I
you think?
That,
what do you think is the sort of best comparison for what's happening right now that's already happened in our life? Like, what's a good metaphor?
That's
or
already
like,
happened in our life?
Like, I don't know. Swine flu? Something?
Yeah, I mean, if I had to do something compared to us in the United States, you know, the best comparison is probably swine flu, but I don't think it's a great comparison. I think the mortality rate for swine flu was much lower. I think like 60 million Americans
got
it.
Also, people didn't panic the same way.
Yeah, what do you think is up with this panic?
Yeah.
I think it's,
it feels like 2008.
It's so easy to panic.
It feels like 2008. I mean, we weren't really alive during...
Were you guys not...
Like when I was, I mean, maybe it's different. Mm-hmm.
I think that
maybe it's different because like we're older now. But like I remember like I was sitting in class like in fifth grade or something, and they were talking about the swine flu, and I was like, oh my god, we're all gonna freaking die. But now I'm just like,
being that big
I don't
of a
know.
Deal.
Really?
Yeah, except one kid.
It probably depends how your like teachers
sort of
framed it.
One kid was sort of a bully in our high school, said something really mean to me about it. And I remember that.
How
but
does
I don't
it
remember.
To you?
Oh, I can't say it on air because it would be too explicit, even though coming from a fifth grader.
Wow.
Yeah.
Are you more profane than a fifth grader?
My dad had swine flu, and I was like talking about it in class, and he said something just like incredibly crass and rude and vulgar for a fifth grade to come out of a fifth grader's mouth, and I'll say it off air. Well, and it was a young man who you know as the child of your father's old boss.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That does make sense. Wait,
Steven,
the one
you probably
in
know who
grade?
That is. I should probably just say who it is. It was Luca.
Oh, well now, okay.
Well, it's give us a little anonymous. For the listeners, give us a little censored version. You know what the deal is.
Okay, well, we'll see how we're gonna do this. Basically, I was just saying that my dad got swine flu. And
so wait, can I just clarify?
Yeah.
Was swine flu like today, where there were testing kits? Were people confirmed swine flu?
Still...
What made your dad know he had swine flu?
He went to the so it originally started in like Mexico, and we were in Mexico.
Oh.
And then we came back from Mexico, and we were in Florida, and he had like an 104 fever.
Oh.
And he went to the hospital in Florida, and then they were like, you have swine flu. And then it extended our Florida vacation for like another like 4 or 5 days. And then we came back, and then I was like telling the story in Miss Cummings fifth grade class, and I told the story, and then Luke, I don't know how to say this on air. Luca was like, Luca
give
was
your
like,
best shot.
Luke's dad effed a pig. And I was okay, you're in fifth grade.
Oh, wow. That makes sense.
Yeah.
It's the older
I see the correlation, like, how
and,
he got
and that
there.
Was that was all I remembered from the entire thing. Because I was just like a sensitive young fifth grader who, like, that just bothered me.
Yeah.
And so that was the only thing I remember from the entire event.
I think it's the older siblings.
Yeah.
They corrupt the younger ones faster.
Yeah. I'd just like to give a shout out for our one listener in Australia right now, Joshua Stone. If you're out there, Josh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What's up, Josh?
Yeah. Gus says hello. And
hi, this is Josh.
Hi, this is Josh. If you haven't seen that video, Josh, you should, yeah.
Yeah, play that.
Can you cue that up so he can hear it?
But you have to make sure you only play that part and none of the rest of it.
Nothing else.
Because then we will get kicked off of the radio by the FCC.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
I'll pull it up. Don't worry.
Josh, I miss you. I love you.
Steven, did you know about that story with Luke?
I hope you're surfing more, even though you said you're not.
I did not.
I'm going to keep talking.
Unfortunate, but...
one-way conversation.
I think Josh H1N1, the big difference between the swine flu and now is really...
And that one sounds like a Star Trek or Star Wars character, too, which is good.
You know?
Yeah.
Is what mortality, you said?
Is the mortality rate...
I think the mortality rate is false.
...is too high.
Yeah, I think a lot of it's media.
Because, this is my go-to thing that I keep referring to.
So Josh,
if you go on
Smash
Wikipedia
lately,
and look... If you go on Wikipedia,
have you been
and,
playing Smash lately?
And
text
look up
me back.
The death rate of various countries, and you see like Italy has like 9,000 cases and like 500 deaths. Iran has like 8,000 cases and like 400 deaths. South Korea has like 8,000 cases but 50 deaths. And I was like, why do they have so little deaths? And so you go, if you scroll down to the testing, Italy has 50,000 testing is the second most. China is a whole different thing, but 50,000. And then South Korea did 250,000 tests. So they did 5 times the amount of tests. They found the same amount of cases as Italy, and they have 50 deaths, meaning that their death rate is the most accurate, in my mind. And Italy has probably double or triple the amount of cases that they think they do, but none of them are confirmed, and so the death rate looks insanely high when it's really very low.
Because they're only also confirming people that
are
really
in the hospital already.
In the hospital
and dying.
Really getting hit by
it. And that's going to happen even worse here.
Yeah.
It's already happening in Washington.
Because our testing is
Washington
really...
has 20-something people dead, which means that there are not 100 cases like it said.
No, there's way more. I'm second degree... removed from a death already.
Oh. Whoa.
Yeah. My it's no big deal for me, but like it was just like this guy's like I used to babysit for this guy, and his dad died, so
jeez.
It's pretty trippy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh no.
But that's just like random stats coming in.
Yeah.
Yeah. All about this. Great time to be a statistician, right?
Yeah. I have a stats midterm tomorrow. I was talking about this. I was talking about this with Gus because it sort of frustrates me. Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm underlyingly wrong. But we have a friend, a housemate, who we talked to about, or she started messaging us about this issue. And one thing that was brought up was he was saying how the rate of this virus is spreading exponentially. And that's like scary. And
yeah,
I was just thinking, that's how theoretically viruses,
they
spread exponentially. That's the definition of how they spread. That's like how we understand viruses to spread. So to say that they're exponential, it's like, okay, sky is blue, but how blue is it? You know,
but it's like, also how many testing kits are being,
this is true.
We're seeing more cases because we're testing more. So that's like also the other side of that.
Right.
I think it's both.
Yeah. I just think you have to be careful with how things are worded.
Yeah, the word exponential for some reason has this like crazy connotation. Mm-hmm. Like, wow, it must be so fast. But my mathematicians in the room will know that exponential, not as bad as factorial growth.
Yeah.
Factorial.
Yeah, factorial is bad.
If you say it's spreading factorially, I'm getting that. Out of here, dude. I'm getting out.
Let me bring some numbers here.
Orange man, bad.
I don't want to undermine the exponential factor.
Hold on, wait.
If you look...
Oh, sorry, somebody's talking.
Yeah,
sorry, I can't hear you. My bad, Stephen. Continue.
Of Italy.
Yes.
And you look at their rates and look at the United States, you will see very similar graphs, except the axes in Italy are bigger. And if you look at it day by day, you'll see we're just basically 2 weeks behind Italy, maybe a little less now. It is just, we are following the exact same trend. And for those statisticians, I can tell you that. Now, technically, there's no such thing as a confirmed exponential rate, like a constant exponential rate, because we exceed the amount of people. So in the real world, there's no exponential. So it's really logarithmic.
Yeah, yeah.
As everything levels off.
Yeah.
And it's eventually, when you get to that point of leveling off, is what we don't know.
So if that's the case,
part of the curve.
If that's the case, that is making me glad that schools are canceling. Because if we're not even at the worst part.
I think the point of the cancellations is to elongate the curve. So that George is laughing at the word elongate.
Is that really why?
Because my friend from Australia keeps sending me keywords. Like, he just keeps saying rates.
So your friend?
Graphs.
Wait, what's your friend's name?
Josh Stone.
This is Josh.
This is Josh.
Well, anyway, yeah, I also.
Wait, what was Steven's original point?
Yes, you were saying it's not exactly exponential. That there's a stipulation to that, that it does steep off eventually. That I think that's what is that called? Technically, logistic growth? Is that the correct term?
Logarithmic.
Well, no, logarithmic
it's the logarithmic curve. But
I thought it was
what I want to clarify is that, like, if you look at the data right now in cases that are not from China, the rate varies of the amount of cases based on previous days by a rate of 1.15 to 1.25 each day. So if you have 5,000 cases, you multiply that by any number between 1.15 and 1.25, and you get a new rate every day based on the previous number on that. So that's the exponential growth. And as that factor goes closer to 1, that's when the rate is still exponential, but less exponential. And when it hits 1 exactly, is when about double the rate that you're currently at will be sort of like the maximum.
Yeah, it would be a little more than double, I think. I think it would be like 2.7.
Mm-hmm.
But,
and what I will say is that if you plot as of March 6th, the data on a log, like on a log normal graph, which, so like the axes, for instance, would multiply like logarithmically, so you'd have like 10, 100, 1,000, 10,000. Now, there is something for those who aren't in statistics, a very important stat called like the R-squared value, which is how much of the explanatory variable is explained by sort of your X values. How much of the Y...
I remember that.
Yeah, that does sound familiar.
generally, like, you want to have a higher value to explain more. In the real world, like, I've done this for a few cases in, like, previous, like, jobs and things. They're like, usually pretty low, like, under 15% in real data. As of March 6th, for cases not in China, the R-squared value was 97.5%. And that means that it is, like, very, very much following currently.
Yeah.
That exponential growth.
Oh, like, I see what you're saying. If they get a model for the virus for its spread, then it becomes more predictable, which is always
good. Yeah, no, that's always good if you can
model it.
You can model it. Yeah. This is true.
So basically, if you can figure out like when the rate goes to one, it's and all a matter of that's that. When all, the, if you can measure the deceleration, the you can out. Measure yeah. the amount of cases. Yeah. So basically, what the school like on a statistical measure, what schools are doing now. Is changing that rate of 1.15 to 1.25 and hopefully lowering it. And if you run the numbers, you know, if you keep for another month a rate of 1.15 versus a rate of 1.05, that is hundreds of millions of potential people not getting infected. It makes a very big deal, which is why even though it's not currently that bad, the projections of the future make it so that action needs to be taken right now.
Yeah. Now, well, if we can act preemptively on anything, I'm glad, you know, we couldn't do it on climate change, but at least we're doing it for something. Maybe it'll start. Maybe people will be more likely to support change.
I think this is definitely encouraging people to be more pro-vaccine, which is a good thing.
Maybe. I've seen things.
Is that not true?
I don't know.
I've seen things where
people are really dumb. I think you
understand
how dumb.
No, but I've been seeing like Maine is making a new law that's like you have to get vaccines if you're in like all these schools. Like,
And
like there's more like if there's a vaccine, you got to get it.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, like, if there was a corona vaccine, I'm sure people who maybe didn't want vaccines would go get it. This time, I think people are, like, more open.
Listen, though, I have family members who are very, very anti-vaccine and, like, don't vaccinate their kids and homeschool, pulled them out of school and homeschooled them because they didn't want to get them vaccinated. So, she's not going to...
She's not going to get any
vaccines because there's also a religious component to her and there's a whole thing. And so it's like...
That's one thing.
And so, yeah, but I throw a lot of people like that, I feel like, who are just new, who are just... you can't change her mind. Her mind will never be changed on anything ever, and that's just the kind of person she is. And a lot of the people who are anti-vaccine are those kinds of people by nature, right? Because that's how else to become that.
People who are becoming more open to it and waiting and, like, excited for vaccine for this even though they weren't.
Yeah, I think some will.
Some,
but
yeah.
But I think that base of psychos you're right. not...
Like, this is a time where we need science and epidemics, where I feel like other times it's been easy to not want that.
Here's what
I mean. I think, too, like, part of it, like, it's a little bit of a reframing of what a vaccine is, probably, in people's mind, right? Mm-hmm. Like if people, you know, like, since it's a new thing, it's like, here is an actual cure that will prevent this thing from happening, and it actually becomes tangible. Compared to like measles vaccines and things that are, they say they're just poisoning my body. Like this doesn't work.
They don't see the
threat. There's no threat. There's no disease. Yeah. There's no threat. So why are they just?
But this one totally is.
Why are they? Yeah, exactly. Since there's now an imminent threat,
I agree.
That might actually convince some people to just be like.
Maybe not people who are actively against it, but people who are just like, I don't know, why would I get it?
Like not.
Yeah. That's a good point.
Yeah. So.
Did Luke tell you guys that I had coronavirus already?
Seriously?
Yes. So, yes, I did.
Can you elaborate on that, please?
So, like...
Why are you here?
So, it's okay. It was a few weeks ago. So,
it's not a long time.
Well, I mean, I don't know. So, what happened was that it was sort of like mid-February. So, it wasn't like the hype was crazy. So, I didn't really like... No one was like telling me to go to the doctor because you have the symptoms. But I work in the hospital and I was with a friend. We were working in the hospital for like 3 hours together and then she sneezed on me and then immediately was like, oh yeah, like this girl I live with just came back from Wuhan.
No way.
Yes. And then I was like, what do you mean? And they were just like, yeah, I don't know. We're just like kind of waiting to see if they get sick because we didn't know all this information. It was like almost a month ago. And then exactly 7 days later, I got the worst sickness of my entire life, like fever. I was like coughing up my lungs And I had no health insurance at the time, so I didn't get a corona test. But I'm pretty sure I had it, and it was just like too soon before the hype.
Wow, that's crazy.
So, like, really, I have this whole theory.
Why did you that's amazing.
I know. So, it's, like, really upsetting because I have this theory that, like, so many of us already had it and just thought we had the flu, at least, like, in UVM.
Dude, it could have even been.
Yeah. And I just think that, like, I'm getting annoyed with people being like, there's no corona in the state. And I'm like, no, you just didn't test anyone. Like, I think I had it. I think I probably gave it to a bunch of people. Like, I don't know. I think it was here before we said it was here, you
Everyone
know?
Everyone was sick, like, a month ago at Tufts.
Yeah, that's when I was.
And her thing was, I will anticipate like that her too. Thing was really bad. Her thing was really bad, and her respiratory system was messed up.
Yeah, like, I
so
never
I
have respiratory symptoms.
That's true.
I don't have respiratory symptoms, like, ever when I get sick, and I was, like, coughing up, like, things, like, this big, and I, like, couldn't breathe for, like a week or two after.
Yikes.
But I didn't know.
How long were you sick for?
I was sick, like, could not get out of bed for, like, 7 days,
Whoa.
Which is the longest I've ever been sick.
Whoa. Wow.
I had to take off all school.
That's gnarly.
I quarantined myself before it was a thing. And now everyone's getting school off, and I was like, already did that, so.
Been there, done that.
Yeah, so that's my story.
Well, I guess Luke is next.
I'm next?
Yeah, you're
as in sickness. No, I didn't. We didn't see each other during her corona period.
Yeah.
She self quarantined, so we're good.
I self quarantined. I don't know. I didn't. It was like there was only like three people in. It was only when it was like three people in the U.S. were like confirmed, and there were no tests anywhere.
Yeah.
So
I had pretty strong flu like symptoms like a month ago.
Oh, yeah.
I told you that she was sick, right? I told you that she was
like
sick.
It was like sort of around the same time.
It wasn't as bad as your
no,
thing. So
okay.
I'm sure it was something else, but that'd be really annoying if I had that.